That's sparkling. We got a wrong. We got the wrong shipment in. We got sparkling.
You got sparkling. It's supposed to be still.
It's supposed to be still.
I called Iceland.
I called Iceland. They said we don't even make it
That's
here.
A fast flight. Just go there like nothing. Wake up and say I'm going to Iceland. I don't give a shit. You can just do it.
Really?
Yeah, four and a half, 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It's a quick flight out of Boston, and well, I don't know I guess you don't need a visa.
No. I don't think you do. I think you just hop right on.
Just what do you do though? You can do the Reddit thing, like hot, you know, like bathhouses near me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to hunt in. You're in another language.
Oh,
is Icelandic?
Ugh.
This is a language, right?
Yeah, Icelandic.
It's brutal, right? Isn't
yeah,
it like
it's like close to like what?
Sounds like what is it? Is it harsh?
It's like Y's and K's.
Norse.
Icelandic to English.
Yeah, yeah, I can do that.
Icelandic to English. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up? My name is
Egg.
My name is Rake.
My name is
wow.
Rake.
Hey, I hate to rake. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So you can get there.
And you didn't
5 hours.
You didn't do Iceland. Oh yeah, 5 hours. That's
I had a layover there. That's it.
Like that's
not bad though for another country that's completely like another
completely
world,
completely alien. So yeah. That's kind of yeah. I mean, there it is. There's your answer.
Nice.
There's a concept of being mellow. That if anyone feels like it.
Oh, I'm just, just gave blood. I don't know if I should get mellow.
Oh.
You gave blood?
Just to keep it
I
sealed.
Gave blood, yeah.
You cleaning,
that was good
cleaning
of you.
Your blood?
I'm cleaning it. I'm also, it's also gay friendly
oh.
at the
yeah.
blood bank.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures of homosexual men holding up ping pong paddles that say, I donated today.
Do I have time to give blood before we begin?
You do. We should postpone this and go give blood together.
I want to go get blood.
Get blood, yeah.
I want to chew the bottom of a blood bag
mm-hmm.
and then crank it.
What do those gay guys do with it after they pour it on their cocks when they're beating off?
It's so gooey.
Ew.
Oh.
They say like blood is super slippery. I never forgot that my father-in-law was like a forensic detective for the state police. And he goes, the slipperiness and the smell of rotting blood will make you insane.
It's like the fat and cholesterol and stuff.
It's like you lose your footing and you're like thinking about it. And then like
it smells.
And that makes you puke too when you lose your footing. I remember you stepped on the shit, the human shit.
Yeah.
And the fact that you slipped, then you started gagging.
It's not a fun equilibrium. It's like a carousel that's now spinning upside down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no. It's like car sick plus a migraine.
All of a sudden hydroplaning on your own feet.
Well, and you felt the viscosity.
Of shit. Yes.
You felt the fibrous.
Ugh.
I knew that it wasn't gum. I knew it wasn't a sandwich.
It couldn't have been cake or dessert.
It wasn't
that's
cake
not
frosting.
Gum.
It's just a little too thick for cake frosting.
Imagine gum with that consistency. It's just dog shit falling out of your mouth as you're trying to chew it.
So it's shit. It only comes in shit flavored. It's for freaks.
But it's totally clean and pure.
Just shit?
The shit gum.
Yeah.
It's not bad for you. It doesn't do anything bad. It just smells, tastes, and feels like having a piece of shit in your mouth.
It's so nice.
Eat it.
But it's made with clean ingredients.
Like,
as long as you
not,
eat clean.
It does not have shit in it. No, it doesn't have shit in it. It's
xanthan.
Like a soy-based xanthan gum.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat kind of deal.
What about the Greek Grecian gum? I forget what mastic?
Mastic gum.
Yeah, have you ever do that?
I think. Well, I'm worried that it'll pull your fillings out.
You know,
will it do that? I don't know. Will it do that? That's a ChatGPT question, but it definitely gets your jaw stronger.
Mm. It just I just figured I'd throw that out because it was so good just for digestion. Like after you eat a big meal, you chew this and whatever's in it kind of helps, and the saliva and it's kind of
probably good.
I found it fantastic for digestion and for breath afterwards. It was the absolute best. But fillings,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could just get veneers and then chew.
You could get big mask veneers.
Just get wood, all wood teeth,
all wood.
It's pressure treated.
George Washington.
It's nice stain.
They expect us to believe that. Yeah, it's Minwax.
You got like natural chestnut teeth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to believe.
Yeah, that's George for you.
Didn't they? Shane Gillis talks about he went to the George Washington Museum and they have his teeth in the end of the museum.
Yeah.
Isn't it fake? Isn't that like a Smithsonian thing?
I don't know.
I just don't.
607 Unk is dead on par with Chuck right now.
Yeah, who's that?
The one who talked like this.
Is he fucked up?
I don't think so.
Is he in the same boat as what I've arrived in?
What?
I heard he was doing a bit.
If he's doing a bit, he's doing Charles's bit. Because he's saying
doing me again.
He's saying Smithsonian dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
He's saying it's like,
if that's a bit, that's a pretty advanced bit.
It is a bit, right.
Yeah.
He wrote down, down, baby, low string in a Range Rover, sweet sweeper, baby. Oh, let it go.
Sounds kind of good.
He wrote
six or seven. Unk wrote that?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. And then he said he sacrificed his son to a record deal where he was.
Doesn't that sound fun?
But.
You be paying them.
I mean, I don't think you understand.
They made me drink semen to get them cars.
If I give you money, I gotta fuck you first.
My fuck out their money or literally fuck them.
Whichever way you wanna put it.
How many R's you get? You be.
It's his the speak pattern is insane, but he was talking about fake dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Fake space. Like, and I'm talking about using.
Maybe he was at some of the shows.
He was probably at the shows.
Yeah.
He was at the St. Louis show because he's from St. Louis.
There it is.
He was like, whoa, why are you talking like me? I'm going to start talking like him, fam. Stop playing with me.
It sounds like he's talking in between like some sort of anesthetic or something, or like getting hit in the gut. You know what I mean? It's like catching his breath.
It's really funny though. I think it's entertaining. I don't have like a problem with it. I think it's like good.
That's nice.
Just telling like, just like hood, like rap podcasts that the dinosaurs are fake and shit.
I think they like that stuff because they're tired of regular reality. Like the blacks love when I bust out crazy shit that doesn't make any sense. I remember on so many occasions when we're breaking out the incense and they're doing the hookahs and stuff. It was classic.
Well, I thought I always got my first hit of Illuminati in my life was from like a Liberian black kid that was like, yo, shh, stop saying it. Like, shh. He would say shh a lot. Like, shh, what are you, crazy? Like, he was that paranoid of the Illuminati. He treated his whole
life. What? He was right.
No, shh. Yeah, yeah.
I guess you can't be saying what you've been saying if you know what we're saying.
Literally. He's like, are you crazy saying like that? I'm like, what? You told me. He's like, you can't say that. They got bugs in the phone.
You get a call. You get a call from on the phone. It says, look out your windows. There's a Fed across the street in a car with a voodoo doll. He's fucking your ass with a fucking stick.
You look out the window. It's just like from like 60 feet away. He's holding up an exact replica voodoo doll of you.
They don't even bother knocking anymore.
They're just like heavy threats from 100 feet away.
They just wait full time until you see them.
You're at like Whole Foods, like getting like hot bar. You look up. It's like you look up. They're like 60 feet away with like a voodoo doll of you. They duck behind a shelf. What was that? And they're like, that's nothing. Then they're behind you checking out. That'd be the new the new CIA menacing.
So retarded.
That's fun.
That's a scary thought.
So as you come back down to Earth,
I think he's doing a little bit of a bit. But if he wasn't, that'd be crazy.
What's he drinking out of? He was talking about selling his booty.
Sad. No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Not selling
what
his booty.
What are you scanning the universe for?
Oh, he didn't.
ain't no universe.
Ain't no universe.
No, I'm gonna tell you how I know, right? Because they told you universe. And they told you that they figured it out with numbers, right? No, they told you. They said they figured out the universe using numbers.
Yes.
But how? How can you figure out a creation with a creation from a creation? It don't make sense. They can stop now. So everybody trying to figure out the
That's
universe with
point.
Numbers, they might as well stop.
Because you can't figure out something with numbers, but you have to go older than numbers. It's kind of good.
Damn.
That's like C.S. Lewis, like the deep magic, the old magic when the queen was threatening him. He said something like, yeah, I was there, you know, before you were born or something to the effect. And then he said, oh, I don't want to paraphrase.
Don't spoil it for us.
I don't want to put words into Aslan's mouth. The ones that I was going to say weren't really apt.
What's Aslan?
He's the lion figure from the Narnia Chronicles.
Ah.
Yeah, the books were better than you think.
What's the A word for the god, for the demon god?
It could be Azazel. Could be there's Asmodeus. There's a bunch of A ones.
Azazel.
Yeah, there's that.
There's video footage of
Astaroth.
Don't say it.
What are you, crazy saying that?
Cheers.
Somebody
in. He comes in. He's like, hey, let me in there.
Yeah, the Cenobite chatterer comes in.
He's got like 40 layers of teeth.
Oh fuck no!
He uses like door knocking to get into doors.
I didn't open no box.
He's like, open up. You hear him in the hallway. He's got a car.
He's got chains sitting in the door.
He's like, oh, fuck it. I'll come back. I'll wait till they're done the podcast. He's in his car. He's in a Corolla.
His sneakers make noise. Sounds like a basketball
court. He's got to piss first.
They squeak with every step, no matter what the fuck he's walking
basketball
on.
Court sneakers and leather jacket crinkling.
Yeah. He's got a phone. He's got an iPhone. It's ringing.
Man, that's retarded.
But this footage of Dolly Parton. She's a devil worshipping freak.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, you know, I guess if you apply it to one, you have to apply it to all of them. It's just that's just the way it is.
What did Dolly Parton do?
She said, praise to be to it's when they do the Baphomet. Praise. Dolly Parton worships devil. Fucking goofy bitch. Anytime people like love her, anytime anyone's like loved on like you know, there's no
makes you ill.
It does.
I think Dolly Parton might make you ill because it seems like a little bit of a test tube kind of experiment.
A freak?
Yeah, it looks very, very weird. It just looks like a test tube freak. And she's good on the guitar.
Oh, really?
Like, really good on the guitar. Like John Mayer?
It's like one of those ones where you know, like, you'd get, like, anybody who you would get auto-steered forever saying anything against is always, like, where am I, like, bro, like Tom Hanks shit. You know?
Yeah.
She's got like that Tom Hanks level, like where people don't.
They're too revered by the normies and they'll shot you down no matter where you are.
It's that kind of shit. Yeah.
Dolly Parton, just big. That's there's huge tits on her gravestone. That's what she's known for. Here lies tits.
Her gravestone's sculpted. Tits sculpted.
Yeah.
What devil worshipping thing did she do? What did she do?
She called Lucifer. She was with Jennifer Aniston and someone, and she was drinking champagne, and she said something like praise God. It just seemed too. It's around. It's right. It's in that interview right there. Reveals something like it's in that interview.
Rings a bell. Actually, yeah. A little bit.
No, not that one. The other one where they're sitting side by side.
Computer, read summary of the website.
It's in that. This one? It's in that. At the end of that interview, she says it.
Okay.
She says, whatever.
I'm tits, okay. My body.
But she basically just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, just look at her. Says it all.
It's like that shit. It's just like the cringy, like Lady Gaga, like shit.
Ugh.
She's always doing like.
They're starting to come out a little bit like talking like that.
Yeah.
They're getting ballsy. As the older people die off, they get ballsier.
Hmm. Like, I'm going to be the new. You know, Lady Gaga's. Her costuming is second to none. It's just in the wrong
she's
direction.
Got good ones.
It's just crazy how good they are.
Mm.
Like, they're all like devil shit, but like the quality of the costuming is so high.
Mm.
It's like, fuck. It's so goofy, but it's like, man, she really hit the like a.
Grace Jones grade?
Yeah. Like, it's like. Damn. I saw her one with like.
Let's see, a cigarette?
There were things coming out of her sleeves where I was like, damn, that's a pretty good attention to detail. She's like hobbling around her, like stage direction. Like she's whatever she did, she hired like the top stage coordinators, just unfortunately.
I'm more into the fans.
She's got the Resident Evil character artists doing her. Oops.
Get them.
Doing her stuff.
She's like, get them. I mean, it's amazing. You throw your best friend off a building and then you steal her shit.
Is that like A Star Is Born? Is that the story?
Yeah, well, she...
It's
like
that.
Her story is she supposedly stole her best friend's stick.
I remember that. Yeah. But did she throw her off a building? Is that the
her
thing?
Her friend jumped off a building.
Oh, jumped off. Okay, it was like that. Oh, she must have had spring shoes on.
Mm.
And then
spring shoes.
And then they do blue another shoes. They she do said, a lot of callbacks in Hollywood. Then she does A Star Is Born. Like they're always doing callbacks to the stuff they did and all that. That's just what they do. They're
obsessed. What's A Star Is Born? Is it the movie? The autobiographical
Lady isn't
Gaga
it? Well,
movie?
I mean, it's something from the 20s or 30s, so it's another one. But isn't it about someone whose friend dies and then someone takes up the okay, now it looks like I might be making things up.
No, I think I thought it was he tried to kill himself and he fails at it.
This the 1954 film?
No,
I might be erroneous.
The original 1937 film?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I was talking about that one.
Yeah, I guess I should know a little bit about the movie. I might have things mixed up. So
I think
cares?
Bradley Cooper plays a guy who I think he attempts to kill himself. I could be way off too. I don't know.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Limitless.
Guy.
He's limitless.
I had no. It hit me like a ton of bricks. First of all, his performance, you've all seen him do his Leonard Bernstein.
No, is it good? Is it the best?
It's the best. Plus, I was floored. I already had to get peeled off the floor after I saw that performance. He directed the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Newman, I have a question about how do you get into character before the scenes? Whatever. He was like on behind the studio. Yeah, it was Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, I mean, some of those are kind of good. Like, Sean Penn's good. You don't get actors like that anymore. I'm just saying.
Who is Leonard Bernstein?
He's, the conductor.
The conductor.
And he did, he scored up probably West Side Story in the 50s and a bunch of other things, but. Bradley Cooper did a little bit, did an impression of him.
Maestro 2023.
He was doing an impression of Bernstein I thought was very much, there were no limitations.
I think 607 Ung should have did it. He should have did Leonard Bernstein.
I am being Leonard Bernstein.
So it does.
Wow.
Whoa.
Still singing me. Not as strongly as it used to.
We got to see him conducting. We'll probably go to sleep here and probably gonna be talking about the you know what.
Working with Bradley was incredible.
Who did I miss? Have I missed anyone?
Oh, sorry.
Just the piano player.
I've never worked with someone so totally embedded in every part.
A million ways to die in the West.
Bradley is electric. He created an atmosphere that was so immersive and safe that I learned a lot as an actor to really follow my instincts.
Working with Bradley is such an exciting process. He'll throw things at you in the moment and the scene, and he'll improvise with you.
Yeah, I guess it might be better just to see some of the highlights from the conducting because it had me running out of the room, to be honest with you.
We got to see the conducting.
Yeah, I think that everything else, unless he's like this, I'm going to fuck a guy in the ass tonight. I don't even want to see it. Unless he's saying something good like that. is it not?
I don't think that's not, I think
sure, it's right there.
Huh?
That one.
That's gotta be him.
That's the guy.
That is him.
That's the actual
guy.
No,
that's him.
That's Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
That's not Bradley Cooper.
Yes, it is.
That looks old.
No, it's not.
Wanna bet?
Is it?
Yeah, I can tell by his nostrils.
Damn, they did a good job.
That other one was him too.
This is Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
I hope to God it is.
Hit escape.
It's got to be.
Just you can't make something look that old.
What is the description?
It says in his latest film, Maestro, director Bradley Cooper stars as a.
In this archival footage of the 1973 performance,
can't get someone to look like this.
Go back.
It's not possible.
Go back one more.
Okay.
Oh my bad. Look like just like him.
So it does still sing in
that
me.
Is. Him.
I thought that was him. Oh,
the one below Harlan Williams claims another victim. What's that? Bradley Cooper and Maestro.
He has some good lectures, I guess you could say, but I don't know.
Who, Bradley Cooper? Or?
No, old Leo Bernstein. Born with Lady
Gaga. I
think this is the conducting scene.
We might have to go to the Pirate Bay and
dead.
We are going to have to go to the Pirate Bay. We should have to. They should do a movie like this that's about Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Because this is why the movie is so good is because it's like Jewish mythology.
I really like it.
That's why, they wouldn't the thing about the movie is they pulled out all the stops and this actor gave it his all and it's like a grand production, right?
It really, is.
It's like authentic, true down to the bone.
It's almost codifying.
Maestro, it's part of the code. It's part of it's codified now. Right. It's in the canon. Okay,
it's canonizing.
And this is they wouldn't do this. You wouldn't get this with any other type of film, except for Jewish mythology, like worshiping our. Best figures.
So no, you'll get it for John Madden.
They should. Oh, really?
No. It's like they'll do it for the ones that like you'll get it for the hot dog guy.
Yeah, yeah.
They need Russell Crowe playing John Madden in a biopic.
Yeah, we'll get it for the guy who invented monster trucks.
Is there a micro machines guy?
is there a movie about Julius and Ethel Rosenberg? Can you look that up?
There probably is some made for TV stuff. Did they get gassed or did they give them the injection? Did they hang them by the?
I feel like we're going to look it up and it's going to say they got pardoned.
No, they were both executed.
Did
allegedly.
They give it to him?
There's a TV movie, Judgment, the trial of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
I bet it's going to shine them in a certain light.
What were they best known for?
I guess passing secrets to the Soviets?
They gave the, they helped.
Bolsheviks, rather.
They helped the Soviets develop nuclear weapons.
Oh. Why?
Because they were, It's because of their ethnicity.
They're bored.
They were so happy that their state was finally sanctioned by the world. They were that happy. They said, "I think the Bolsheviks should have nukes."
Yeah. Big allegedly. Firework for a party.
Yeah.
And I think they gassed them, or they might have done a lethal injection, or they might have taken their heads off. But I'm pretty sure these two get executed. And I think all the newspapers were crying about it and saying that they were innocent. And then the Venona papers came out and vindicated, right? Yeah, I believe the Venona papers, when they came out, it confirmed that they were.
Well, people are still crying about it today.
They're suckers.
Top secret U.S. Well, go back to the summary. Decipher Soviet intelligence. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's... Oh, Venona. Okay.
What a crazy...
It's sad.
Crazy just, shit, man.
Yeah, I guess it's just theater. I mean, I don't know.
It's the info war that we're currently living through. Non-stop info war.
Giving sacred to the Russians.
Non-stop
info war, but it's games too. Yep. It's the little games.
The games like, that you don't know are games.
Like Kerplunk.
Well, like making the next variant of COVID called Omicron, and you rearrange the letters and it's moronic.
Yeah.
Just the little games like that.
They should make one that says that rearrange letters and says fun time.
Or swastika.
Aquastock. Uh-huh. Yeah,
for people that say that games are for kids, they sure obsess about these games since before history, recorded history.
It's almost all they seem to care about.
Obsessing with chessboards. They love games more than God. They're the most OG gamers, all the mystery religion people. Mm. Cain or whatever, he's the first chess player. What does it mean? Mm. And, well, whatever.
Cain made up chess?
No, I just associate Eden and Cain and Nod and all that with the chessboard. But what are you supposed to say about that?
And Nimrod?
Yeah, Nimrod, probably Cain.
All the old heads.
Yeah. All old heads. Nimrod, all them heads.
The first unks.
It's probably Nimrod. They're probably the same unks. Person.
Yeah, like he knows the Clintons. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's association with Nimrod?
Oh, she was looking for the tomb of Gilgamesh, who I guess is also Nimrod.
That was one of her side quests?
Yeah, and I believe that was in... Iraq, and that's why the war was started. Don't people speculate that? Mm. Sounds truer than weapons of ass destruction. Fucking Dick Cheney. Are you
What's
kidding
he up to
me?
That's where
he's still babble. Alive.
Is Dick Cheney still alive?
You know what it is. It's the oil.
He's alive. Yeah. He's 84.
It's yummy oil.
Remember how entertaining his cabinet was? Donald Rumsfeld. Who was the speak?
These guys kick ass.
Yeah, like the old guards were funny as hell.
This guy was so funny, he shot his hunting buddy.
He shot his hunting buddy, and then the guy apologized for getting shot.
His boy used the last of the ketchup at the cabin or something, too. He's like, "You fucking son of a bitch." He tried his hat on or something.
I just don't... What does that mean? Is that because I think Cain died in a hunting accident.
Who? Cain?
Cain died in a hunting accident.
Biblical Cain?
Yeah, the biblical Cain.
Okay.
Can you believe
that? What was the accident?
The accident, well, I think he was cursed with a mark or horns or something where he kind of resembled a little bit of a beast. This was after he had founded all of these cities and then was roaming around. And one of his sons, put an arrow into him or something.
No shit.
Yeah, I forget which one.
He was wrestling around in a bush and making deer noises?
Yeah, his deer piss spraying everywhere and he's going to smell it. He's going to think I'm a deer. He's counting down the seconds till he dies.
Isn't there like a jackass where guys do that? They take like a deer head and they like hold it in the woods.
Oh,
and they're like,
God.
No, don't shoot. Like holding a deer head.
Oh,
and shit.
My God.
That's Cain.
Yeah, he's playing jokes.
Hey, what's up? My name is Cain. Welcome. Today we're doing Deer in the Woods.
Seems you're interested in the imagery of someone holding a deer head in the woods.
I don't understand any of it.
Sure am.
And no games still? Haven't played any games? Still waiting for GTA?
No.
Oh, no, we're going to start. It's game time.
That Fallout Doom mod's coming up. We should play that.
There's a Fallout Doom mod. It looks crazy.
I'm just going to play it because I want to see it again. It's on IGN, but it's a fan mod.
Do fan mods ever get paid?
Ladies and gentlemen, not really.
Not usually.
No. Sometimes they'll get them it'll get them jobs though.
Oh.
They should make it 25 minutes.
Like the guy who made Portal, it was a mod, and then Valve hired them.
But that's very uncommon.
Yeah.
highest mountain.
Whoa.
If I knew that when I climbed that.
Games have looked so bad for so long, people pine for the retro now.
Yeah.
See, it's not busy. Nothing is sickening. Nothing is scattered everywhere here, too. It's nice and clear.
Is this the gameplay?
This is in the engine.
In engine here, I think.
Whoa.
Or maybe it wasn't. Is this? I guess it must have been.
I want to play this.
It really has a good look.
Zombies have guns?
They do now.
In Fallout, these are ghouls.
Ah. Cool gun.
So they're like irradiated people.
Just there's been a lot of bad influence over the most recent years of really highly stylized first-person shooters. And there's a lot of, I don't know what to call it. Sometimes there's like a cool tone that's off-putting.
In what?
In other games that are like highly stylized first-person shooters. Like,
when you say highly stylized, you mean retro style?
I mean, I guess they usually do always have retro filters and such. Like,
Far Cry?
Let's say Golden Sun. Oh, no, way more than that. Or is it Golden Sun or Golden Light or Forgive Me, Father? Like, those two. There was a lot of elements introduced after there was a huge wave of that style of games that I don't know what it's going to look like.
Do videos, Chris?
Yeah, like, just like a... kind of like medium mashing, like
Maybe this isn't the best. Yeah, no, just like things splashing, splattering, looking cool, looking comic book. Like there's there's a lot of elements that are kind of like you're like
find that
for muzzle flash is like
this type of shit.
Yeah,
the anime stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of bad stuff.
It's from Borderlands.
Okay, there.
That's where it stems from.
But
cell shading type stuff. They started to do that with, I think the first game that I was aware of that did that was Automotolista. Do you ever remember that one?
No.
It was a race car game that was all cell shaded.
Oh, yo.
This right here. But this is like the combo.
Headshot.
It's people trying to bring in comic book aesthetics and sort of cartoon aesthetics. And
it sure isn't no Comic Zone.
It is not.
The Miles Morales game, they did that with the frame rate. The frame rate on that Spider-Man game, it's like 15 frames per second to look like comic booky. It's really jarring.
That's interesting because I want to do that.
This is what
I want to do, mixed frame rates.
Miles Morales.
I like 4 is my target frame rate.
I think it's this game.
Whoa.
That's a smooth 15.
No, it's not this.
I always wanted to play that Spider-Man game where they do that. That action looks super fun.
That's not the one you want. There's another one. Like the first one. Yeah. And there's even one from like 04 that is.
Is it Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse sounds like something they would do a gay.
Yeah, look at you see it?
He looks into a mirror. He's gay.
You see his movement?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to do that.
I mean, it probably would look better on a different character.
It almost gives it a sprite-like quality when there's
I want certain enemies and like effects like explosions and stuff to be like that. I think they do that in like Japanese games. They'll hold the frame on the action.
Yeah.
Like when you make an impact, it'll hold for 2 to 3 frames before releasing, but definitely messing with frame rate's something that we got to think about.
But
not in a way that makes you sick, but you know, like anything, you can. There's a way to do it good and a way to make it so it's fucking makes you sick to look at.
First game to make somebody puke.
But what game are you, what are you going to fire up first here in terms of like what we're playing?
Oh, in general?
Mario's been saying to do Vampire Bloodlines, The Masquerade, or Vampire, The Masquerade, Bloodlines, or whatever the fuck that game's called.
That was pretty interesting.
Vampire, The Masquerade, Bloodlines.
It's something relatively compared to Deus Ex.
Yeah, I think we got to try that, Chris Topher.
Can we watch it?
Yeah, let's watch a video of it.
2004 is released on PC.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
This might have even come out, this might have been the first Half-Life 2 engine game to come out even before Half-Life 2.
Oh.
So there's something crazy about this.
I played 20 minutes of it and it's really fantastic, but the combat was so difficult with like modern mouse. Like I couldn't get my mouse to fucking work right. It's one of these games that's like kind of glitchy, so you have to patch it and shit.
Interesting.
But it's just like really, the writing is, you can tell when characters are talking to you that somebody really cared about what was being written and what was said. It's so, not, it's not like junk.
Is it like third person or first?
I think the combat is third. It was like forcing me into third person.
No, it should be both.
I don't know.
Or maybe melee is third and only.
It was like fucked up on my computer for some reason.
I think melee always feels better third person. Maybe not always. I'm trying to think of the games that were melee felt good first person.
Working at a fucking warehouse.
That's an Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Shooting someone in the fucking head. And they're hitting you with a bat.
Yeah, that is.
It's like a Police Activity video. Kill him.
He's standing back there? Oh, I like the death.
That was his twin brother.
That noise was great.
It's a good audio.
Shoot this guy.
What's up, buddy?
How he's looking at you? Hello.
It's a dude from Speed 2.
Sound like Spike Spiegel.
Look at how he's looking.
He's skeptical.
That's it, kid. That's awesome. Just like that, and
it's all over. This is a Half-Life mod? Slinks
back to their. It's not a mod. It's a, it might use the Source engine. Till the next night when the Camarilla finds some way to
strike back. Parry, dodge, spin, and all that, and so on and so even on. That, so on. Even that quality of voice acting has been extinct for decades.
It's supposed to be the WNBA players doing that instead. The Camarilla,
the Sabat. Hi, everybody! That's what you sound like now, like a fucking fairy princess.
Which is something funny about that, too. Like, if you, if like, at level 4 or 6, you pulled one of those jokes out, like, hi, I'm the meanest and nastiest in all the land.
That's really funny.
I'll be right back. I have to go change my pussy.
They did that kind of in the fucking, what's this, the Rick and Morty dudes game.
Oh, the, fuck. We should look that up, too.
Yeah, that, honestly, there's some kind
that,
of funny
that game
bits.
Has details in it that are, it's funny. it's unplayable, but it's definitely
is,
worth
it's a
looking
game?
At. Yeah. The Rick and Morty game.
What kind of a game is it?
It's just slop, but it's got a lot of, like,
it's like the Beavis and Butthead game.
Not terrible good. Writing and jokes packed in it.
I've never seen Rick and Morty once.
Yep.
What's the other one? Like? They're not. This there's like another.
I hate the style. The look of the animation and the drawings is so ugly to me. It reminds me of everything I hate. Like I hate that shit.
But I'd rather look at gore.
Like aesthetically, it's like looking at like it reminds me of like it's like Star Wars times 5, and it's like 1 inch from your
it's
face.
Just
with
Ewoks and Jar Jars.
It's like get away from me with that crap.
High on Life.
High on Life. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
this the guy that he got thrown out of his own thing, and then they're like, "Oh, it didn't even happen." That's he's still out. Thanks, that's great. Both a couple of keyboards, and you know what? Fuck you. Whoa, hey, tough guy. Hey, look, walk away if you want. This is a fucking Mac and Cheese Brothers construction site. We ain't done here, but you gotta be careful. Whoa! You just killed my fucking brother, Joey Mac and Cheese. How dare you? Hey, what the frig? Hey. Tough guy killing construction workers. You're a sick character. That's all I can say. Kind of has some good some charm to it.
Yeah. Tornado just blew through the Mac and Cheese Brothers site. Oh, look at you fucking alien.
Well, great. You killed all the weird construction guys.
If every encounter is like that.
Now, like we were before we killed them. Hey, sorry. Us Mac and Cheese brothers, you know, we can be a little hot-headed. You know, it's fine if you kill any of them, you know? We're all really loud and annoying, so I get it. You know, our family has a lot of brothers, so, yeah, you know, it's no real big loss. It's fine. Yeah. Listen up, Jackie Mac and Cheese. Let me let you know a secret. This bridge ain't never getting fixed. You know, if we fix it, we're out of a job. So, you know, we're taking our sweet time, you know?
Join the G3, but I'm gonna miss my wife and six kids.
Oh, yeah. I had mine killed before I left, so I wouldn't feel bad.
Wow, that's so smart. I'll do that, too. I'm gonna kill my wife and kids so I don't miss them. It's really into torture.
Like, sexually?
Does it matter?
Yes, to me, it needs to be sexual.
Why are you telling me this? I barely know you.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, just sort of spilled out. Well, now you know. Do with it what you will.
I'm not doing anything with it.
Wow.
Guys at the party last night?
There's another... Wait. Hello.
You just paused the game. This doesn't help at all. Are you an idiot?
Is that Rick? Or is the gun
That's
Rick?
That's the guy. Well, it's the guy. It's the guy.
Is this the one where he talks to the kid? Oh, yeah, this.
The game has an interesting look to it, too. It's
there. I don't know if it's this one, but there's like, they're like, you're not going to kill a kid, are you?
He got here. Fresh meat. Hey there, fresh meat. Welcome to the slums, fresh meat.
Oh, boy, here we go. Fucking kid.
What's wrong, fresh meat? You scared of a little kid? Yeah, I'm a little kid. Look at me. Look at me. You're scared of me? Oh, I'm scary. Not. Well, maybe I am. Look at me. I'm scary.
No, we just want to get past.
Come on. Let's see what you got, fresh meat. If you can't handle me, how are you going to deal with nine?
Pushing in a game's kind of funny.
Don't let him get to you.
I think every door should require you kill a child just to open it.
Just a kid. Don't shoot him. Oh, I am not shooting a kid.
You shot me. I'm dead.
All right there. Are you happy now? Well, I didn't think we'd be allowed
you
to
shot
kill
me.
Him.
I'm dead.
Normally
do you remember
the
scene in one of the newer, not the newest, but the newer Modern Warfare's where you have to go into like houses in the United States and some guy pulls a gun and you're required to shoot, mow down a civilian.
Oh.
Or you can't progress through the game.
Yeah. Really? Can you show that?
It's really awesome, yeah. I really liked
Modern
it.
Modern Warfare, the newest one?
Yeah, like Modern Warfare.
Oh, no.
It's definitely findable. Like, I don't know.
Kill civilian?
Something like that.
Butcher
yeah.
family?
No, there's just one guy. Like, I don't know how to word that.
Kill civilian?
It's not the airport one.
Is it what?
It's not the airport one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, don't. I guess not that one, but whatever.
To killing civilian.
Yeah, yeah. This, he's in a special force, so
special
he has license
forces,
to kill.
Special forces!
This is what happens in your... This is my house right here.
Fuck you. Drop your weapon.
Fuck you! Get out of my house! No, no, no!
Oh, you gotta de-escalate it?
Motherfuckers!
You want some too?
Drop your weapon.
Press E to de-escalate.
Get out of my house!
Special forces.
You can get by without killing him? I don't think you can.
No, no, no!
It's a, Manfrotto effect. They memory wiped you. Ah, shit, that guy's dead now.
I thought that was a toilet flushing and crashing into the floor.
It says like de-escalate a rape family.
It's Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. No.
Fuck you. You don't know what I went through.
No, but he pulls out a gun. Like, you have to. Like, I know it. I not. And also, I could be wrong.
It's the Mansfield effect.
I mean, do you know the airport thing, right?
Yeah, pretty disturbing.
Does Nick know it?
I don't know if Nick's ever been introduced to this one.
What is it, something fun?
Yeah, you'll really like this. It's really cute. I'd say it was cute.
I was forced to do this in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Nutballs.
Remember, no Russian.
We call our nuts balls in this country.
So you're a U.S. soldier that's embedded with these terrorists.
Imagine this. This is the game you're playing? I always want to make a scene like this in a game.
Kind of looks like our opening credits.
It
looks like episode 6 opening credits. Kind of the same theory.
Episode 6.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's out.
And you can watch it right here.
What are the vibes? You getting any feedback from people?
Just people being nice about it. They like it. Enjoy it.
They enjoy it.
Yeah. A lot of
getting better every time.
Some yep. Some comedians hitting me up saying they watched it. Some like a lot of people watching episodes, enjoying a lot of other countries. A lot of dudes from other countries, like dudes in Sweden.
That's a fucked up thumbnail right there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We gotta take more pictures because we keep recycling the same like okay. seven images. But right. which is kind of funny is we're getting creative with it.
Just use AI. Just AI them.
AI, just different yeah. clothes, different emotions.
AI this picture to make it look like it's from a slightly different angle.
Could probably do that.
With a slightly different facial expression.
Yeah. Could probably do that.
Yeah. That's fucking horrifying.
It's clickable though.
Oh yuck.
Yeah. The good news is you can click it.
Yeah. Click it to make it go away.
Yeah. And then we got 7 hours. Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
What are the games? Is it still the same?
Oh, the games on the site?
Yeah. Jai Who Jump is new. Yeah. Okay. We'll figure that out.
We're going to Iceland.
Oh. Yeah. Are we?
It's only five. It's the same flight time as LA.
Where are we going next? What's the Iceland. Next big move? Iceland. They got comedy clubs there.
Big ones.
Yeah, big ones. Super stiff.
It's like the Super Bowl of comedy Free in heat. Iceland.
It's like Austin, Texas, and then Iceland. Mm-hmm. It's the same.
It is mm-hmm. crazy. I never thought of it like that, though. It's the same distance as LA on a flight.
Mm.
And in Iceland, you're in another planet. But yeah. in LA, you're in another fucking planet, too.
It's true. Different planet.
Gay planet.
Yeah, gay planet.
Mm.
Stinky gay planet.
Stinky old gay guys.
Did you see the Nelk Boys with Netanyahu?
I did.
Was it good?
I did indeed.
I saw a clip.
I didn't watch. I assume it was just to platform Netanyahu.
The Milk Boys?
The Milk Boys.
And then I saw them talking to Fuentes after.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
It's just like Fuentes right after Netanyahu is kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're just going to do this now.
Yeah. I think that's what it's turned, like, just what discourse is turning into. It's like, just kind of like... All get it all in there.
It's like the Super Bowl is just going to be filled with a dick sucking contest at halftime.
Yeah,
like all right, the stars are out. We're on the stands. I got 50,000 in cash. First one to make the stranger come wins the 50,000. Step right up. What's your name? Hi, my name's Deborah. What's going on? I'm Deborah. And what's your name, sir? She's gonna be. You don't know who you're gonna be blowing. These are randoms. All right, what's your name, sir? Like, hey, what's my name's Rick? All right, Rick and Deborah are going to be chasing the 50,000 in a blowjob contest here in the parking lot of the Super Bowl. All right, 3, 2, 1, go! And they just suck cock until it comes.
It'd be good if they were in the middle of the field, just in a regular wrestling ring in a football stadium.
And it's just like behind a wall. It's like a glory hole wall thing.
But it's a bear just on the lawn, not like a stage.
It's on the lawn, but just ropes. We're just there. We're, like, sensationalized enough to where it's, like, we're going to run out of steam soon because, like, what do you do when creative chaos is
Brent, public executions would be nice.
Well, I think it's just that, people to get a message out, you got to use podcasters now. That's probably what it is. I mean, they had Tucker interview the president of Iran? I think that's just what it is. They're just – and it's gonna look very weird. It's like – who did the interview with the weird set? Was that Kamala? Kamala did some podcast with some bitches, and they rebuilt their podcast studio in her hotel room.
Kiss me, suck the slut one.
Probably, yeah.
It was the slut one, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Call me daddy.
Call me daddy. Yeah.
Literally. But are the boomers still alive? How many boomers are still alive?
The youth will never watch news, so it has to be podcasts.
Yeah, they're gonna have to transition over to this type of stuff. Now this is why it's weird, is because it's like legacy media people trying to appeal to like more demographic via media that they don't understand.
Wow.
She had a good question, or rather a statement. She said something good, something like, I remember all the guys that have been inside of me. I was like, nice. Wow, that's interesting.
It's pretty classic.
Yeah, that's it. I thought it was it was a touch of class to the occasion.
You're talking to a presidential candidate, talking about fucking guys.
Yeah, there's guys inside of her.
But I saw the clip of Netanyahu selling the Israeli stock market. Did you see that one?
No.
That was the wildest, like... What it was kind of weird. It was like weird to watch that guy.
Can
like,
we try to find that, Chris?
Look up Israel stock market.
Israel stock market.
Israel stock market and Elk Boys. And you got to see like unhinged, like his dialogue was. Like it was like him, like excited about it, and it was like, what?
These people are weird.
It felt strange. Out of all of it, that was the weirdest part. Because it's like, you need bread, and you're bragging. The White House sent them a text message that said, we can get Netanyahu for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, they sent J.D. Vance over to Tim Dillon to have dinner. Did you see that?
Recently? Again?
Right. When was the last time that they did it?
I thought he already met him. Like, I thought he did it. Was that recently?
Recently, yeah. Tim Dillon's talking about having dinner with J.D. Vance.
Whoa.
Do you think he was dressed like the meme? What are those glasses?
Carrera? Louis Vuittons. They're Louis Vuitton. He's got them in every color.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. White nationalist comedian.
9/11 truther.
Did he call him white nationalist comedian?
Where? No, just that's what the article is. Yeah. It's kind of boosting him up a little bit. It's kind of fluffing him up a little bit, honestly, if you want my honest opinion, making him look good.
They don't fucking stop, do they? Mm. Calling Tim Dillon a white nationalist is wild.
And banned from Airbnb. They just had to put that in there, too.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder if he's a Sandy Hook truther. I wish they put that in there, too.
But having Fuentes on after Netanyahu was really wild.
Well, it's probably damage control. I mean, they did PR for having Netanyahu on the show. Did they ask any like hard questions? Did they talk about?
I have no.
Did they say the word genocide? I don't know. Did they?
Israel against Hamas. I don't know.
All of a sudden, we see Palestinians rising. You have to see this to believe.
He can speak English.
Pause this. I mean, this he's even listening. I can't even listen to 1 second of this guy. He was born
Bernie.
He was born in New Jersey. Yeah. He was born in Garden City, New Jersey. But
Garden City, freaking Cranston.
having this guy on for an hour and an hour and 13 minutes, that's not good.
He's got a yellow ribbon on. That's nice.
That's for the victims.
For the troops.
What is that for? Is that the yellow?
It's for the
victims. Yes, the yellow.
The victims of the yellow war?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Live strong.
I wish. Yeah, he has a Livestrong bracelet on.
He's a big cyclist, and he likes, what's his face?
He likes shots or whatever he was on, drugs.
Lance Armstrong.
Blood doping.
He's fucking Shania Twain. He's like, that don't impress me. Oh, hey, what's up, guys? You got to find the part about the stock market. It's like, opportunity in Israel. You got to see it. It's fucking straight up.
Who's that sound?
Netanyahu. But like basically it comes off, he's like, where you guys got your money? And they're like, we got, and they're like, you got to see the fucking Israeli stock market. It's fucking, this is what the line looks like in the charts. Straight up. Yeah, it's fucking good shit out there. I'm telling you, that's where you got to, it's wild. Boo!
Do you remember seeing it as clipped on like a...
Lord Zed. Yeah, I saw it clipped on here.
Israel stock market.
Oh, well. They probably scrubbed it right away because it looked like shit.
Cursed landscape of media. I like the pictures of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, he's like us.
Sarah and I would come. We didn't even have a McDonald's or a Burger King.
No, I had no idea he was a smoker.
On an occasional visit to New York. You know what the first thing we did?
Yeah, we'd go right to McDonald's.
McDonald's. And to be honest, Burger King. I like Burger King more.
What's your go-to at McDonald's?
I said Burger King.
Double. You know,
Whopper?
I
haven't ripped Burger King in a long time. Burger King kind of sucks.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
The BK Lounge can hit.
I disagree completely.
You like Burger King over McDonald's?
That's your worst take, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's your worst take.
Is this a puff piece?
We'd go for the French. We'd go for the lot. You know, the shakes, the French fries, the burgers. I mean, this is like.
Is this a fucking Burger King podcast? What is this?
Never mind. Okay.
No, it's bad.
We stop, but we stop gorging on this. And we sort of
it's bad for you, yeah.
Moved away from it. So I remember that. But President Trump apparently
what me and Ben talk about.
Still likes this stuff.
It's what all he eats.
We rode on his plane before the election because we were doing the same thing with him. McDonald's.
I think it was McDonald's lunch, Chick-fil-A dinner. You ever tried Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A is good, actually.
It's good, right?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is
the Chick-fil-A
good.
Sauce.
Not even like the pussy, not even the inside girls would be asking Puff questions like this.
That's the wildest shit ever, huh? That's like the wildest shit since the election.
That's, I mean, they might as well have been playing like a fucking video game together.
Should have played footsie and rubbed their tootsies together.
Should have been interlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have been playing Madden.
Yeah, they're like, they're playing like footsie. It's like they're like flirting. They're overly, they're like this, come on.
You're not gay?
It's like literal like straight guys flirting as gay men. And it's not, there's no, like they're not even trying to hide. They're like this, come on. You want to kiss me later?
The table's clear.
Oh, this is fucking crazy to me too, dude. This is weird, dude.
No, it's crazy to me too.
Look, dude, look, I'm not gay, but
dude, suck him off, dude. You suck him, I'll kiss him. Oh, I like this. This is so crazy. Ah, oh, this is so crazy to me. Dude, don't make it like, come on, get him hard first.
You smell good.
Oh man, you actually smell better than I thought. Bro, take your shirt. He's taking his shirt off, he's kissing his chest.
Oh, it's just Burger King onions.
Undoing his tie, a guy's laying on a thing. He's like undoing his bun, buttoning his shirt. He's kissing his chest.
That in the sex scenes in the 90s and maybe in the 80s, there was a lot of like belly kissing in sex scenes in the 90s. That was funny as fucking hell.
They're doing that.
This. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they're saying like legit. Oh man, there's people in the room. You guys want to get out? Give us some privacy. Can you stay rolling? Stay rolling. They're staying practical about it.
Can you look up Power Rangers bad guy?
Lord Zedd.
Lord Zedd.
Oh, Rangers.
What happened to the Pink Ranger?
Video or image?
Video.
What happened to Tommy the White Ranger?
Kimberly, Tommy, didn't he die?
What happened to the Blue Ranger?
I remember some Blue Ranger lore.
Netanyahu's voice is disgusting.
Oh no! Where is he?
I am Lord Zedd, Emperor of all I see. You have failed to complete the mission assigned to you. I will now resume command. Prepare the palace for my return!
His underlings are incompetent. He's got to do everything himself.
Stay away from us, you fucking piece of shit!
Oh, he's going to ruin everything!
But where is Lord Zedd?
Where is your command?
Oh, I got such a headache.
Deal with it. I'm going to meet my emperor.
Hey, wait for me!
Looks like
we
fucking
should check this guy out. Come on!
It's good as hell.
The boneheads. Remember, like, those are like, they were, like, retarded?
Yeah. Like Bebop and Rocksteady, like the goons are so fun. Oh, he's in Highlander.
Whoa.
I welcome you back, my emperor.
He comes by in a chair. Fire up the gas chambers.
Is his brain exposed?
It looks like it, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, a real snake. What are you doing? Bro, chill.
Put this in the chipper.
That's dope.
Oh.
I am Lord Zedd. Identify yourself.
Excellency, surely you remember me. Goldar, your faithful servant.
Ah, yes, Goldar, the groveling one.
I surrender myself to serve and obey you only. It is good to have you back, Lord Zedd.
He's gonna die.
Your spineless, sniveling attitude leads me to believe you will serve me well.
Yes.
For that, I shall restore to you what was once taken away.
Lord Zedd, I thank you. You will not regret this.
See that I don't. Now, where are the Earthlings?
I bet he regrets it immediately.
My brave and powerful Lord Zedd!
Well, he's palace slut.
Surprise. Yeah. Welcome! How can I be of service to you, traitor? Oh, Lord Zedd, give me another chance! I will not fail again!
Quiet! Those Power Rangers are nothing but mere infants.
It's Mike Myers. You
it's a cat in a hat.
You dare call yourself an
the voiceover dubs in the 90s were the best.
I have always said that, my lord.
You gold-bellied rat.
You have made me very angry.
So, Killer.
Poor old Zordon Raper. Is still around, eh?
I like the tubing.
Puts a bullet in her head.
Teenage do-gooders are no match for me.
Might I suggest we send out a group of buddies to attack the Rangers? Buddies.
Yeah, buddies will do it.
Yeah, there it is. They're eating pussies.
Yeah.
Your putties are as useless to me as you are. I have my own army of putties.
What's this?
The likes of which you have never seen.
Like that?
Oh. Observe, you simply fool.
I always like when they upgraded the enemies.
Yeah.
What was these?
Gen 2 putties.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's like live action, like Dragon Ball Z or something.
Now to energize them.
Oh, Lord Zed, please let me send.
Did you skip ahead?
Monster.
No, I just cut.
Oh, Lord Zed, please let me send down another monster. I'll prove to you that I can finish the job.
I don't think so.
You gold monkey!
Your days of control are over. There will be no other chances.
Can we talk?
Silence!
Can we talk?
Spoken.
Oh, no.
I hereby strip you of the powers that you've squandered.
Strip her down.
Her traveling vehicle.
Not again.
Yes, her traveling vehicle.
Good.
This can't be happening.
You are now, and forevermore, banished from this place and from my sight.
I'm freaking.
I had no idea they did her this dirty.
Yeah, they fucking jammed her into a jar.
After wasting years of her fucking life serving that master. Whoa. Like you can hear voices from Cowboy Bebop and stuff. Like it's so, the voice actors were so good.
Doesn't she come back, Rita?
Probably.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
clay pot treatment.
Holds up, doesn't it?
Holy fuck.
We should do a bit where Rita Repulsa ends up in like Ohio. A
hand job parlor?
Yeah, yeah. She's just a fucking...
I will jerk you off! Badly!
She's in like a back of a semi-truck. Like
long nails?
Yeah, talking shit.
Hurry up! Get to Colorado Fester!
Guy's like, oh, shit. Mm. She's getting the shit kicked out of her. She has like no fighting skills. She's getting fucked up the ass by like a serial killer trucker.
She can't die, so they just beat her to death every night.
She's got, like, infinite power. She's like IDDQD. Like, there's no... She's taking no damage points, even though she's getting the shit kicked out of
her. No damage, just pure pain.
Lord Zed and Rita Repulsa's wedding? I didn't know they got married. I didn't hear about that.
Robert Axelrod.
Oh, fucking David Axelrod. Yeah.
Classic. Those are the days.
My aching back!
Ah, I blew my back!
You know, I really ought to put some safety seats in this baby. Home sweet home, yippee!
One socket.
And now, to the castle before that old grump wakes up. Dead darling, have I got plans for you?
This is what, after 1,000 years? When does this happen?
Maybe a couple seasons, maybe a season.
She's like, back after...
Is anybody home?
Looks like she's still fucked up from whatever Zed did to her. Doesn't she find Zed and crawl up his fucking ass? Days,
I used to be somebody around here. Monster maker extraordinaire. Now I'm just old and in the way. Rita and I were quite a team. I almost missed her cranky little face. Oh,
is that Zed?
She were here.
That's Zed. Imagine them in the studio recording this.
This is crazy.
Tears coming on their face, laughing so hard.
Thinking about what they're going to do to the Pink Ranger after she's done.
She fucks everyone in the voiceover booth after every episode's dubbed. I hope she's still alive. She was good.
Who, Rita?
No, Pink Ranger.
Kimberly?
Pink Ranger?
Yeah.
Was she a pass around girl?
Porn star after, right?
She did porn sex?
Oh, she did porn after?
I think so.
Don't look this up, Chris.
I know Tom. Yeah, dude,
I mean,
dang. We're going to have the history about it.
Yeah.
Tommy the White Ranger. Didn't he shoot himself? Oh, he had a drug problem.
He had to finish it.
My friend in high school, Adam, looked just like Tommy the White Ranger, and I told him that. I said, in real life, you look like Tommy the White Ranger.
Then he shot himself on the same day. Well,
this is before you could put, but I'd print them out in the library and then hang up pictures of Tommy the White Ranger and hang it on his locker.
Did he like that or did he hate it?
He finally got it. It wasn't like a diss. It would be like saying someone looks like Sean Penn or something. Like it's not like okay. It's like, eh.
You ever research Haim Saban?
Wasn't he a toy maker or something?
He's only the biggest name in Power Rangers history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Haim.
Oh, he's Haim.
Haim the band. Haim.
This is the guy that he better have a walk of fame. He brought the Power Rangers over.
Wow. From
Super Sentai. Served as a soldier in the Israel Defense Forces.
Oh.
It's a pretty cool guy.
His wife's name is Cheryl.
Cheryl? Hines?
Mm-hmm. Hi, the guy. Ketchup.
He resides in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Teresa.
Like the Ketchup Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
You ever meet those guys?
Is she still alive, Teresa?
She's kicking.
Wait, who's behind the Hines Dynasty?
Haim Saban.
It's Ush.
They misheard it over the phone, though. They said, Hines?
Hines?
Haim. But they named their company after it. And it stuck.
Fuck it, we're going to go with that.
And it stuck.
Nah, fuck it, it's ketchup. Who cares?
So they're not even going to read the label. They're just going to know that it's tomato catsup. And they'll buy it without worrying about the brand.
Do they have some fucking shady shit going on?
Mr. Haim.
They married Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Oh.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife?
No, John Kerry. They married.
John Kerry. Sorry. Yeah. Yep, my bad. Interesting. And then it was the Chiquita Banana. Bananas have the fun. They got some.
Is she like an heiress that Chiquita gets her banana. Dress pulled up over after she's blackout? Is she one of them?
The what? Chiquita heiress was actually Schwarzenegger's maid that he had the baby. child with.
You fuck me hard.
Yeah.
Cool, you fuck hard.
I have lot. My family has lots of bananas.
He's just so ballsy.
He just had to do it. He just
empty
had to
my
do
load.
It.
Into you, in my tick, the tick cleaning my house. Yeah.
And he used to get his Hummer detailed after every drive or something like that. I'm like, oh, wow, that's
retarded.
It's probably a good move.
Not even Mark Summers would do that. It's probably a good move.
I have worse OCD than Mark Summers. Double dare. I like making funny faces. Being a big goofy bastard.
It's so weird.
Chiquita Banana has a little bit of blood on their hands, though, don't they?
They're bad guys, man.
I can only guess.
Bad dudes.
What did they do? Were they rum runners?
They're
or something?
Just bad dudes, bro.
Nah, not
banana
good.
Guys.
Just
well,
like
they're doing business in Costa Rica. I'm sure they had to knock a few heads.
Just pistol whipping teachers in the middle of class.
Payments to terrorist groups.
Hey, these spics want more pay?
Get the fuck out of here.
Blow them up.
Just like gun barrel, like barrel butting teachers in the middle, like dragging them out.
Chiquita's payments to terrorist groups in Colombia. That's crazy.
What? It's just bananas.
In the 90s and early 2000s, Chiquita and several other corporations, including the Dole Food Company, and Hyundai made payments to paramilitary organizations. Crazy, man.
Man, I met this guy from Hyundai at a meeting, a rich guy meeting. This guy's cool. He makes cheap cars. He makes the Elantra. It's a pretty good car.
Can you imagine what all of those groups, what kind of atrocities they laid out in those places?
That's just labor.
Cutting hands off.
Isn't that just like labor enforcement? Like, where are they else? Are they going to get 10,000 people?
It is dark, though. Like, the diamond mines. Like, if there's a strike, they just freak shoot everyone or they beat them.
Anyone else want to complain?
I forget. Coal or whatever. I forget which one. Sad.
Nasty world.
They should. Oh, I mean, why don't they get robots to do this shit? They get. No.
Well, the robots are too busy being police dogs.
Or dancing.
They're so good.
What doing, the fuck is the point?
Doing flips.
Doing flips on
are
crates.
The little robot running.
Guys, it's time to unveil Boston Dynamics Jupiter. Go ahead, Jupe. Show them what you got.
All right. I can do parkour.
You remember the video of the guy, some sort of instructor, he went crazy or something. He just started unpinning grenades and tossing them in the room, and he got like five off, and they all started blowing up. You guys ever see that?
Oh, my God.
No, really?
I mean, I guess I really wouldn't recommend you see it, but it was interesting.
What the fuck is that from?
It was kind of scary. Yeah.
Pulling pins and throwing five grenades?
Yeah, he was just like real quick. He's like this, pulling, like rolling a grenade. Wow. And people were like too shocked they didn't stop it.
Is AI, are AI robots the new space?
That's not the Ukrainian like town hall meeting, is it?
That sounds.
It's like a yellow video. Like the walls are yellow.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
What is that? I want to see it.
Horrifying. Ooh. That's some spooky shit.
I was spooked when I saw it.
What do you mean? You don't want to be involved in any of that stuff.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't remember if there was death involved. I don't remember.
Oh, there it is right there. Oh my God. Oh, goodness gracious.
Like, but it was.
Is that
get
real?
Get out of the way. Yeah, dropping grenades. What are you flinching for? Get fucking behind something, you stupid fuck.
Now that.
God damn.
That spooked me.
Whoa. How many people died?
It might. Well, grenades. Idiot. Grenades aren't like the movies. So it might. It's not like everyone died with one grenade. I don't think it works like that, but. I'd never looked into it. I was like, I don't want to watch that. But it was like one of those videos where you're like, something to prevent shock in an emergency situation, you know. They're like a lively education.
That's crazy.
The see no one move is a lesson to all.
But you're a big component that the AI, the stock price AI is the fun game to play for the next decade or so.
Yeah, they have to make wild claims to sort of keep it churning.
Prop up the company. Like, show this makes some company $1 billion.
Yeah, it's just the...
putting a shirt on it.
it's an overly oversized polo.
Yeah.
Make it look more human.
Yeah, they're like, what? It's just like a boat guy. Mm. It's like fucking Tommy Bahama.
He's got the Die Hard 3 sign on.
It is a really funny video, this one.
I like the size of the hands.
It looks like he's about to play golf.
Mm. He's half the size.
Friend's going after him.
Yeah, right before they cut the video, he just flips and rolls all the way down.
It's like shit. An insect chasing him.
He just eats shit. That's Tommy. That's Tommy.
Tommy Robot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but like this is going to be our lives for the next, like, this is like the asteroid with 200,000 tons of gold on it.
Well, I don't know about robotics because I haven't looked into it. I don't know how close or not close they are to something useful, but I know that the LLM stuff it's not what people think it is in terms of like the promise.
Making a humanoid robot. Mm-hmm. Is like it doesn't make sense to, like, if you were conquering or attempting to
make quality of life or something. Like, what is it? Like, what would it be?
The robot is to get manufacturing done, and it's to replace low skill, like it's to replace labor is what robots, what their role would be for conquering people. You would just need drones. You would need. Drones, missiles, all that stuff.
And disease.
You would need
that's even better.
All the stuff that's like tried and true. I'm not sure how effective. I'm not sure how resilient drones would be to electromagnetic EMF weapons. And one thing that they were saying is that you would need to develop some type of robot for the last push because you'd have your control signals jammed. So if there were like a whatever generation warfare you'd call this, fourth generation, whatever the generation is. I don't know.
Nonlinear, fifth generation.
All that shit. Yeah. I'm not a Jane's subscriber.
What's Jane's?
It's the manual that's like
it's awesome.
It is kind of awesome. Did you remember seeing those around when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Look up Jane's helicopter book.
It's awesome. The solution is to have all of these robots list a landline instead of wireless.
They got it. Well, that's what they do. They did that. That's what they do in Ukraine.
This?
Have you seen that?
No.
They have the drones are on fiber optic cables. They're tethered.
It's like a football game.
It's
now?
Like a football game. No. Yeah, they're tethered. Yeah. go to images. Jane's Information Group, reference books and databases on military and aerospace topics. So yeah, my point being, I'm not a big military thinker, but I have heard it said that what you would need is, if you were doing drone warfare, you would need something automated because they would the signal would be jammed from a certain distance. So you would need something that's able to go in and make its own decisions about who to kill, what targets to strike, etc.
Why would it ever look like a humanoid, though?
It well, to carry stuff. I mean, it would look like the human form and like the form of a donkey. These are like optimized forms for
donkey robots
for doing like lots of different things. Like,
yeah,
like a thing with tank treads can't climb stairs. A thing with
I would imagine it looked like a spider with like guns and lasers and like an articulating head.
Yeah.
Like a spinning 360, like a excavator body with like legs and like it could spin 360 and
Spider. I'm sure we'll have that, but for short term, I mean, what they're doing with the humanoid stuff is it's to like have someone in your home, you know, as like your maid, or to replace a worker. It's just because other forms would be like rejected due to looking weird. Like you wouldn't even want to work in a warehouse if the thing looked like some spider thing. You wouldn't even want to go near it.
You'd be too scary.
You'd be too scary, yeah.
I'd like to have one around for personal security. like a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got boxing gloves on.
Yeah, it's like rock 'em.
just pillows duct taped to his fists.
Just a robot that boxes your attackers.
It gets arrested all the time for being like too trigger happy. It's like, yo, chill. It's like, nah, fuck that. That's a robot saying that. Nah, fuck that. He ain't talking to you like that.
Yep.
It's like
I'm like, yo, chill.
It's beating up a stoplight.
Come get your boy.
It's beating up like a fucking clerk for being like, hey, wait, you can't. It's like something you can't do that. Like
he needs some milk.
I really wish it would be like you're having an argument with someone and then both of your robots are just machine gunning each other right a foot away from you.
That'd be awesome.
Remember the movie? I don't know. I forget which one, but they're both like shooting machine gun at each other and it's tearing them both about like whatever.
Oh,
it's like that 2 feet away from you.
We gotta chat GPT that right now because that's an essential.
Perhaps the greatest
and
scene
I've
ever
about,
shot.
Have you thought about that almost like
every day maybe?
I've been probably once every three podcasts. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, I should probably mention that.
Yeah, what? Well, let's find out for once and for all.
Movie where two guys are shooting each other.
It's definitely robots.
Are they robots?
Yeah, they're definitely.
Are they humanoid?
They have human faces.
They're
100% humanoid, yeah. It's so
we're two humanoid robots with human faces. They have human faces, right?
Yeah, 100%. They look like secret security, but it's the best scene ever shot.
Are shooting each other with submachine guns for a long time. People have made GIFs of this.
It's just Honda and Toyota
mm-hmm.
in real life.
Wake me up when robots are like this, okay?
Found it. It's Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Weekend at Bernie's 1 would be a good
one. You know what I have? Terminator 3? That's so weird. I thought it was Universal Soldier. These are my two guesses.
Is it this? Where TX and T-800?
It is not. Say no, it's more of a cult movie.
It's not Universal Soldier?
Probably 80s or 90s.
I don't think so, no. It's not Scanners. It's like something like that.
Universal Soldier is the one where they take the chip out of the back of the kneecap, right? Out of the back of the knee? That's crazy. It's like something weird like that.
Was it supposed to be funny in the movie or no? It's just funny to us.
It's just badass in the movie.
So good.
Scroll down. Gunhead, Eliminators. Say it's like Scanners, but it's not Scanners.
Damn.
They have human faces. I don't think they're like human robots. Disguised. Or cyborgs, possibly.
Cyborgs. Damn.
Wasn't there a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme called Cyborgs?
Yeah. Maybe Cyborg.
Maybe Solo.
Mario.
Nemesis. It's Nemesis, right?
Let's try that. Let's try that.
Do a video search for Nemesis on YouTube.
Nemesis
Shootout. 1992.
Hmm.
This might not be it, but this movie's fucking sick. So don't leave this yet. Scroll up here.
That movie's good?
This movie's fucking sick.
Oh.
Scroll down. And scroll up. And pause scrolling. Okay. Open a new tab. Is this the movie, Chuck?
I'm not sure.
Go back. We got to see the motel. Oh, my God. Yes. Do the motel showdown. Watch this, Chuck. Watch this.
Whoa. They never hit through the wall.
Whoa.
I saw this. I remember that girl. Whoa.
How could it not have been this?
It might have been this.
How could it not have been?
Whoop! Look at the watch.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This might be the greatest thing ever made.
Oh, fuck!
A gun is an elevator. You didn't know that?
So good, man. Has to be a Japanese guy directed this.
This thing's 20 stories, this building. Holy shit. Oh my fuck.
You just have this movie with no visuals, just listening to the sound.
Am I late? Whoa.
Am I late?
Probably shoot her more.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a good one. Isn't there a scene where it's like someone's going down like a slide or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
It's cool.
That had to have been that movie.
Can you type in Nemesis 1992 shooting scene?
100% it's that. This one is even better than that.
How much did they spend on squibs in movies like that?
Like $40. Yeah, they get a good deal.
Yeah, they got a squib guy.
Yeah.
He's got a squib presser.
Yeah. Scroll down. So not this hotel. I feel like it might not be this movie. And there's just another movie that does this crazy shit.
Oh, okay.
Is that the case?
Anything's possible.
This is fucking crazy. I have to piss so bad and I need to know what this is.
I might as well go. I'm going to have diarrhea.
Omega Doom?
Could be.
It might be Omega Doom.
Maybe.
Say it's very much like Nemesis. Is there another movie that's like super similar to this?
Oh, is that funny?
ChatGPT is really good for trying to figure out these sort of things for sure. There was a Sega Genesis game that I remember playing as like a young child that I figured out after just describing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like not arguing with it, but kind of arguing with it?
Yeah, just like, nah, not quite that. Keep going.
It's like someone who's not annoyed at your annoying conversation about nothing.
Yeah. It's like, nah, not quite like that.
And I'm like, anybody in the world will be like, all right, I'm done talking about this. Let's forget it.
Yeah, but it's encouraging. It's like, let's go more in depth. You have good taste. It says stuff like that.
Wow, Chris, this is really interesting. This is the highlight of my day. I was so bored today. I was probably just going to whack it again anyway. I'm in your room. What?
No, that's good. That's funny.
Man,
the shooting the floorboard is crazy. Awesome.
It'll be one of those. It'll be Cyborg Cop 2.
Cyborg Cop 2.
I have to check Bitcoin. See what it's at. I have to check the Bitcoin.
It's funny because it'll try so hard to like. It wants to please you.
Yeah, it's like an eager dork.
Yes.
Like a fan the. ChatGPT is just like an eager dork fan of you, of anyone. What's that? What do you want to find?
This is classic Chris Lynch style.
That's because it's an approximation of the way people talk. So it's just like a combo of all the like toxic positivity faggots, the way they talk to each other online. Oh, that's actually a really great idea.
Do you want to fuck my butt, dude? Do you want to kiss my stomach? Dude, you want me to take your tie off and kiss your tits? I'm a man. By the way, I'm a man, if it changes anything.
Man, there are some...
I could be a girl, though.
There's some classic sex scenes back in the 80s and the 90s, and damn, they really used to do it right. Michael Douglas and Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, when they were going at it, it was shocking.
No rubber.
No, he was... Yeah. I mean, every 2 seconds, they were like this. No rubber. This feels so much better.
Yeah.
Glenn Close to saying that. She's looking like a guy the whole time.
You're talking to Duke Nukem. But it's just so funny. Like a frenzy of fucking sex. Like your dick is going to explode. It's like her pussy's going to seal up if it doesn't get a dick in it. Like they animals. Like it's so good.
They didn't allow rubbers on set.
No rubbers.
Get them out of here.
They didn't even allow knowledge of the existence of rubbers on set.
Mickey Rourke movies, they were like, let's get those rubbers out of here. Hey, get the rubber. I heard someone brought a rubber here. Is that true?
Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
They check guys' pockets and wallets for rubbers. Get out.
There's like grips that are talking to Mickey Rourke off set, off camera, and they're like, hey, you heard about there was a rubber on set yesterday?
What?
Yeah, you gotta find that guy. I don't want him around
What's
here.
What's he gay? What's he using rubbers for? Is he gay?
I don't want that toxic shit. Get that shit out of here, bro.
What's he got, AIDS? What's he got rubbers for? Has he got AIDS?
Yeah, what's the matter? Well, he's spreading disease as Devil's Playground. Wow, Mickey, you're deep. He's like deeper than the ocean.
He's remember in Expendables when he was they did a scene up and he was saying things that were beyond my imagination. He was saying things like, I'm so damn black lately. Goddamn Dracula black.
Who said that?
I don't believe in shit. No, Mickey Rourke in Expendables is so good. Like, you guys have to watch that movie. It is so good.
Wow, look at his costume. Movie. He's got a fucking license plate on his head, for Christ's sakes.
It is the best, maybe the greatest action movie ever made.
Whoa.
Sly Stallone wrote the script. That's why it's so good, yeah.
He's painting the guitar.
What's the matter, Barney? Don't you ever sleep?
No, what happened to your girlfriend?
Another one bites the dust, brother. I was going to paint this for her, and you know what? I'm going to finish it. And I'm just going to smash the shit out of it.
You want to be alone?
Not really. So what's up?
Smoking
on
opium?
On this island, there was this girl.
Well, usually are.
Yeah. She showed us around. She was the target's daughter. And when she had a chance to leave, she didn't do it.
When you see that rescue scene, you're going to shit your pants.
Why can't I get that out of my mind?
Hmm. Well, she stands for something. You know, man, we don't stand for shit. We used to, but that dried all up like this is going to dry all up. It's your paint. It's going to dry.
Wow.
What dried up? Hmm.
Just belief, man. Just the belief in the soul. Just, I don't know, the human parts, brother. You remember that time we was up in Bosnia? We took down them Serb bad boys?
Yeah, I remember.
All our guys were getting chopped up all around us. And
no.
There's blood everywhere.
I actually don't remember that.
I was going to make it out of there. I don't
know. I don't remember.
You didn't either. Yeah. Kind of feeling like dead, too, you know. My head's all very, very black place. I don't even believe in shit. Just goddamn Dracula black. Remember, I got this bottle of local shit they have over there, that Silovitz. I don't know what, I think that's what it was called. And I ain't feeling no pain now.
It's so good!
And I come up on this, old wooden bridge, and I see this woman standing there, you know, and she's, I stepped out and she saw me and she's just looking right in my eyes. And I was looking.
Are
right
you Mickey Rourke?
I knew what she was going to do.
It's like
she
my
looked
God.
At me and I knew she was going to jump. You know what I did, man? I just turned around and I kept walking until I heard that splash. She was gone, and after taking all them lives, here was one that I could have saved, but I didn't. And what I realized later on was,
look, I'm trying to get to sleep. I'm gonna be hearing this shit right now, Mickey. To sleep.
Mickey, take it easy. We're shooting tomorrow. You want to leave this in the movie?
I don't see what we're doing. So,
you're. You told me the story last time, Mickey.
Damn,
what
dude.
The fuck, dude?
Sorry. You want to leave this in the movie is really funny.
He looks like Jonathan Davis. I like his costume. It's cool.
Oh, it's such a good movie. It's got everything that makes you laugh. Like Jason Statham, he's got like an ex that he still likes or something. She's got a boyfriend that's beating her up. He goes up to kick the fucking boyfriend's ass. You're like, what? It's in the movie. It's really, stupid.
Yeah.
It's the best movie ever. You're going to be dying.
The original?
Yep. You won't. And Eric Roberts, you're going to be crying.
Eric Roberts is fucking insane.
He's the best.
Eric Roberts. Look at, you ever see Eric Roberts' My Thumbs, Charlie?
from the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Yeah, I do.
That's the
that.
Craziest scene. My thumbs.
Yeah,
child.
He did like the lie, put him in liar or burn himself or whatever he did. He chopped him
like,
off.
It's like, all I want to hear is once because it gets annoying after a while when you realize like how.
No, fucking sight. No. What happened? The bed bug took my thumb, man.
Oh, no. No, Jesus Christ. I'm
gonna Mickey Rourke again.
Yeah, Mickey.
No, Chalucha. Guy's a fucking psycho, man. He'll chop you up. Oh, man, it hurts so much.
What'd they give you?
Yeah, they gave me this stuff. They gave me this stuff at the hospital. But I took all of it. I've been taking it all day.
You took all of it?
And I ain't done a fucking thing for
me. You took all of this?
I took it all, man.
Oh man,
something wrong with Eric Roberts.
Yeah, Eric Roberts he's rather good.
Yeah,
but he's especially good in Expendables. Like you're gonna hit the faces that he makes in that movie. I've never seen anyone do that.
He's pulling them out.
He's
pulling out the special stuff that he didn't even pull it out for his whole acting career.
No,
I've seen this. Really I saw this guy in a Sharknado movie.
Not like that. Oh no, yeah, he's a busy actor. Busy, never stops.
Yeah. Always taking roles. He's like Frank Stallone.
That's so good. I love that.
Oh, he's in The Dark Knight.
Yeah. He's a big one in The Dark Knight.
Interesting. Stalked by my doctor.
Stalked by my sister.
he should me too her.
Yeah,
she should jerk me off.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
She's a guy, right, Chuck?
I mean,
glaring guy, non-known guy? Is it Julia Roberts, one of them? No, Sandra Bullock, you think?
I mean, that's one that everyone kind of sees now. I mean, that's a good example. I'm sure there are better ones. I tuned it all out, but...
I used to have him on the show.
That's a good example. She's the best.
Whoa. Oh, this is fun.
Yes, hello, Will.
Oh, man, I got you.
Bet that up, bro. I appreciate you. He's 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh! That's nice.
Whoa.
Man.
That's nice. Yeah.
That was good.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Man. Look, he ain't even crying. You see him? He don't even cry, y'all. Y'all get him, man. Straight up, man. Get him. Appreciate you, baby.
Yo, bro, I just saw that video you did with your daughter. What's your bank account? I'm going to send you a couple million dollars.
That's wild.
Whoa.
New angle from Trump shooting.
Oh.
It's first person like Doom. What the fuck?
The photographers ushering the photographers over and lowering the flag.
Either that or they're covering. We don't know. Either that or they're covering him. We love you. We love you, President Trump.
We love you, President Trump. Yeah.
It's still not as good as the JFK Reloaded.
Framing sort of. There's some framing going on.
Big surprise. Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
President's been shot.
Well, who cares?
Oh, they're running damage control.
What? That's weird.
That's
a big surprise.
Yeah.
You got freaking weirdos.
He just shoots his own foot.
His toe is flying around.
What's that? Like the Benny fucking
Benny Hill one?
Benny Hill music.
Is that might be
make you that over the fucking the loudspeakers?
There was some good Benny Hill moments though.
I hated that show. Did you like that show?
Well, I was trying to watch other shows during those Comedy Central days, so yeah. I wasn't into like absolute. Well, I mean, Absolutely Fabulous and Benny Hill. I wasn't into it as much as other things, so it was like I was like,
that was Benny Hill. That was before AbFab.
Yeah.
I was always trying to get Benny Hill off the fucking screen. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't like it.
I know he's. I bet he holds up better. He's probably like Rowan Atkinson. I bet he's really, really good. I tuned it off a lot when I was a kid, but I guess there's only so much you can tune out. You can't tune out all of it, and what I saw was really blessed.
It was too old-timey for me. Yeah. I don't know why old-timey stuff makes... I don't like it.
It's retard.
I remember it's retard.
Yeah, he was in one of the Midsummer Night's Cream or whatever.
Midsummer Night's Cream.
Yeah, he did a good one. But yeah, he must have been a Shakespeare guy. But no, I don't know much Benny Hill.
Which one of you guys gave me the book The Flashman?
Not I.
No? The Flashman by George. I've been reading it. I was like, this has got to be a fucking Charles of Sanguine. Really? By George Frazier.
Is it this?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Flashman Papers.
I don't know. Who cares? I was like, where the hell did I get this? I just picked it up the day. I finally started, you know, reading again.
Flashman is a good name.
Yeah, it's just like a cocky rich kid who fucks his dad's mistress and goes away to a...
Oh, wow.
It's kind of wild.
That's ballsy.
Yeah. It's ballsy.
Father-son sex team.
Yeah, he fucks an Irish girl and he's like a war criminal. I don't fucking know.
Oh, wow.
He's a lover.
He's a lover.
The best thing I've ever seen is the description of Cormac McCarthy having mistresses, and people were bitching about it, and then there was the meme or whatever made of it, and they gave him an award that is Dared to Live award. I mean, I didn't do a good job explaining that, but it was such a deep chuckle I got. He was
born in Providence.
He's Rhode Island.
Yeah, Providence. Cormac
McCarthy's from Providence.
It's just that his writing is so good, he's straight up invincible, and people came to bat for no matter, it's not like he did anything crazy, but they pushed it back in everyone's faces that were bitching about it. Dared to Live.
Dared to Live.
So funny.
Did he kill himself?
No. But
he was
good about him.
What did he die of? How did he die? That's the matter.
Oh, he died last year.
Yep.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, nice. He was really something. It's just you got to really dedicate some time to get into his body.
Mm.
It's just the Dared to Live thing is what I remember the most about him. So funny.
Vampire
Weekend.
They're coming over?
Vampire Diaries.
Shooting Vampire Diaries too?
Mm-hmm. Black Hook Dracula.
Vampire Chris.
What's it? Vampire what?
The Masquerade?
The Masquerade. Vampire the Masquerade - Bloodlines.
I like that.
And there should be some sort of patch that is universally recognized as a necessity.
The golden usability patch.
It could be the golden ticket.
Recognized by many users on GitHub.
I know all about patching.
Yep. I know all about installing. I am a hacker now.
Well, you have some good experience.
I did some security work. I bought a computer with Windows 11 Pro, and I had to spend 4 hours hacking.
Debloating it.
In order to turn off the faggot. In order to turn off nerd mode.
Is this why we fought the Nazis? Then sign me up for German.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Hey.
Bada bing, bada boom. You know how we do it on the pod. We call it the pod.
Yeah.
That's all we know is the pod. Scuff Realtor. Palace. Full mode. Hey. Shamanics. Bada bing, bada boom. See you next time. Enjoy.
Nick Roach for Sam Hyde. Is it a perfect God life or the life of a perfect God? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments? If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ended up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different genes to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock, strengthen longevity. See the steam flow out the tops to smell so heavenly. Perfect God life.